Begin the current daf Masechtas Evin daf Lamed Beis. We begin on the bottom line of Lamed Aleph and Beis, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. That is, our Mishnah on the previous daf said that although if you send an Erev to be placed, the Erev Tchum in 2,000 Amas from where your location is to make your Halachic Shabbos residence over there, where the Cher is Chayit, Bekatan, or a Kuti, that it's not going to be good. However, if you have someone else there that you already had preordained with him, that's he's going to do it for you, and you're just sending them to bring it to him, then it's going to be good. So one of the questions the Gemara had was, well, how's that going to work? How do you know he's going to do his end of the deal? You called him up and said, look, I'm sending over my kid. Do me a favor, go ahead and make the Erev. How do you know he's going to do that? On that, the Gemara said, a klal gadol chazaka shlich adam shlich aisa shlichus. That a messenger does his mission. We can rely on the fact that he's going to do what we asked him to do. And that is why it works, because that we had asked him to do it, we can rely on that he's going to do it, even though we don't know for a fact that he did it. That's where our current daf begins. Amar Rav Nachman. Regarding halachic principles of deraisa related to biblical commandments, then we do not say this chazaka that a messenger does his shlichus. In other words, we do not rely on the chazaka until we see that he actually did it. We continue on at the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. However, Bishal Sefer, my things which are midrabbanan, then we do rely on the principle of chazaka shlich eis shlichus, that we can rely on the fact that he definitely did his mission. Because even if he didn't do it, it's not so stringent in Isser because it's only Rabbanan. For example, the case that we were discussing in our mission of Erev Tchumen, that at most it's Rabbanan. So therefore, since it's only Rabbanan, so then we rely on it that he did it, because even if he didn't, at most it's going to be a Rabbanan. However, Rav Sheshes argues, and he says, no, Echadzeh, Vechadzeh, Chazaka, Shliach, Eitzer, Shluchus. It's not true. The halachic principle of this Chazaka, that we can rely on that the Shliach did his mission, is even by Deraisa, not only by the Rabbanan. And Amar Rav Sheshes, not meanly, says, how do I know this? I can prove to you that from a Mishnah, that a Chazaka of the Shliach doing a Shliach is even by Deraisa. As you learn, we learn in the Mishnah Menachas. It says, Mishikar v'Omrim, for when the carbon Omrim was brought on the second day, that's talking about by the second day of Pesach, Hutra chodesh miyad. So then, right away, the chodesh, which is the new crop of grain, it becomes permitted right away to be consumed. Because all it needs to have is the carbon omer. Varachaykim, and those that are far from Yerushalayim, they don't know if the carbon omer was brought yet or not. And they're waiting to have the new crop. They can't eat it until the carbon is brought. So the halacha is, mutar mechatzayis yom be'elech. They're permitted from at least midday and on, that then we know that for sure they was brought by that time. And therefore, from that time on, they can go ahead and eat from the new crop of the grain. So therefore, you see from here that we rely on the Kahanim, that they did their mission, their shlichas, that they are our shluchim, and they bring the carbon ha'omer, and therefore we can go ahead from Chatzos Niyam and know confidently that they did it. And therefore, Rav Sheshes, he concludes and he says, v'chadosh d'oraisahu, the isra of chadosh of eating new grain from the crop that was not brought yet, the carbon omer, is Issa Raisa, and still we say that those that are far away from Yerushalayim, and they don't know if it was brought yet or not, from midday and on, they're allowed to eat it. Lav Mishum Chazaka Shlich Eisei Shluchus. Isn't it obvious? It's because that's based on the principle that a messenger does his mission, and that is we find even by Chadosh, which is Deraisa. So therefore, you see that the Chazaka applies even by Deraisa. But Rav Nachman would respond that no, it's no proof from there. Because Hasim Kediktani Taima, there by the carbon Omer, that's as we learn over there, that's based on a different principle. Lefisha Yoidin She'ein Bezdin Mis Aslam, because we know that the Bezdin, the court of law, that they are not lazy. In other words, we rely on the Bezdin, but we don't rely on the Shluchim, the Kohanim, that they're the Shliach of the Bnei Yisrael. That's not why. It's because those who are overseeing the Shliach, the Bezdin, we know they're not going to be lazy, and that's why we're allowed to eat it from midday on. But if there was just Shluchim, then maybe it wouldn't be the case that we could rely on that, and that we wouldn't be able to eat just by assuming that it was already brought. Vigadam, that those that say that it was in reverse. It wasn't Rav Sheshes being a raya from this Mishnah, but Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was being a raya, the Menah Min Lefim. How do I know that it only applies to the Rabbanans this Chazakah, but by the Raises we do not apply this Chazakah? Is Iktani, as we learned in explanation of that Mishnah in Menachas, that the only reason why you could assume to eat the new crop from midday and on the Tes Zayin of Nisan, is time on the Fisha Yodin She'in Bezim Asazma, because we know that the court of law, the Bezim, that they're not lazy and they're going to make sure they can do what they have to do. And that is Bezim Hudul Mesazma. It's only because we know that the Bezim is not lazy. Hashleich Mesazma, that inference is, but that if we only relied on the Kahanim, who are there, the Shluchim, then we would not be able to rely on that. And therefore you see that the Shleich itself is not enough for the Reis of Chodesh. And that, the Gemara says, Rav Sheshes, Amalach Rav Sheshes would respond to you, that no, Because you're right there, the reason given is that it's only the Bezdin and not the Shliach of the Kahanim. But that's because Bezdin al Palgi de Yoyme. That's because with Bezdin, since they're so Zariz and they're making sure that they can't do what they have to do, that even from midday on we can rely on it. Shliach kula Yoyme, but a Shliach would be for the entire day. And that is when it would already reach nighttime, then of course we'd be able to rely on the Kahanim that they did their Shlichas. Because definitely an entire day is not going to go down before they kind of do what they're guaranteed to do because they're the shlichim. So therefore, you're right. Although there it says it's because of the bezdin, that's only to say such an early time. But definitely, there's chazaka shlich, there's a shlichis, and since it's supposed to be brought on tezayin and nisan, the kanim will bring it at least by nighttime. The only chiddush was saying is that even from a midday, you can go ahead and eat it because you have the bezdin on top of the kanim, making sure they do it as quick as possible. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Sheshes, Minu Amini Lagin, from where do I know this, that even by Dairaisa, you'll say this chazaka of Shlich Aisir Shlichus. The time I go in the Braisa. Ha'isha Shiesh Olah Leida, regarding a woman that has a carbon that she has to bring for when she gives birth, a ziva, or for when she has a blood flow that you have to bring certain carbonas. So what does she do? Mevia Mai, she brings money, which is the money worth of two types of birds that she has to bring for her carbon. She just puts it in the box that on that is written kinin, which are the types of karbanas, that's where they would put the money of the kinei chayva, which are the obligatory kinim they had to bring, as the Mishnah Masechta Shkalim teaches, that there were Yidgimel Sheifaris, there were 13 different boxes. One of the boxes had kinin, and these women had to bring these kinim, so they would just put in the money's worth of the karbanas that they had to bring, and they would put it into the deposit in the box. V'tayvelas, and she could go ahead and immerse herself, as the Mishnah Chagiga teaches, that a oinin and a mechutzi gipurim, which that includes Yoledes and a Zava, that they're lacking their carbon that they have to bring the following day, that they need to have a tevila, they have to go ahead and purify themselves in the mikvah to be able to then go ahead and consume kachim. Vaychelis b'kachim l'arev, and then by the evening she can go ahead and eat kachim. So obviously you see that there's a chazaka we rely on that they kind of do their shlichas, they're going to do what they have to do. And since it's incumbent upon them, that the women rely on them, that the day should not go by until that their kinim, which were deposited, the monetary worth, in that box, where all those monies are going to be utilized and the karbanis of those monies are going to be brought, so that women don't eat kachim in the impurity of their body, which would be a chiv of karis. So therefore, what you see is that my timer, la mishum nabrin, the chazaka shlich ha'isir shluchusa. Obviously, we're talking about deraisis over here, which is a woman that is a zava or yeledis, that obviously, minat Torah, she can't go ahead and consume kachim, and yet, which would be a chiv karis if she were to, and yet we see that she could just deposit the money, and by night, very confidently, she can go ahead and table herself and go eat kachim. Obviously, because we rely on the kachim to do their shlichas of emptying out the boxes, getting the karbanas, and sacrificing and doing everything they have to do. So you see, even by deraisis, you see chazaka shlich ha'isir shluchusa. And that the Gemara says to Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman would respond to you that here also, it's not a chazaka of the shliach, rather it's a chazaka of the bezdin that's on top of the kahanim. Because Hasam could Rav Shemaya, there it says Rav Shemaya said, Dam Rav Shemaya, chazaka in bezdin shal kahanim oim nimisham at sheyichlu kol moya shabeshaiva. That the chazaka is on the bezdin overseeing the kahanim, that they stand there until all the money is liquidated from that box and it's utilized to buy the kabbanas. That's why we rely on it, but of course, just based on the shliach itself, it's not necessarily that there is such a chazaka by the Eiraisa. So the Gemara continues, I'm Rav Sheshes, and again, I'll bring you a different raya, that another source, that you say this chazaka of the shlich, doing a shlich, is even by deraisa. The time like learn the braisa. If someone tells his friend, go ahead, gather for yourself figs from my fig tree, but it doesn't tell him how many to gather. It just tells him, go gather, in other words, however much he wants to. So the halacha is, so the one that's gathering from all those figs that he's gathering, he could eat from them, arai, temporarily, in other words, before that they're gathered in a type of kavias type of way, without taking off meiser, because you're allowed to eat produce in a temporary type of fashion before it was actually gone and threshed and brought into the threshing house. Before all the processes are done, you could eat from it, arai. So this person that's gathering, he could pluck one at a time and eat it. However, uma astrin vaday, that is, when he's coming to eat it with bekvias, he's taking and establishing a meal out of it, then that meiser that he has to take off is meiser vadai, and he has to take off definite truma gedoyla, and all the separations that have to be taken from tevel are all vadai, they're definite hafrashas. And that is because we don't even doubt that maybe the Baal Bais went and took off meiser from elsewhere, and that is, so therefore maybe he doesn't really have to take off trumas and meisers, because maybe the homeowner that told me I could take from his figs, he already had been mafresh trumas and meisers, because he saw I was going, so he separated. That can't be, because he doesn't know how many I'm going to gather to know how much is going to be a tenth or truma gedolah, so therefore he can't do that. However, it says, Molilach kolkolazu te'enim mitenasa. But if he told him, fill up this basketful of figs from my fig trees, and therefore here in this case, since he knows how much this person is going to gather, so then you could say, then it's already a doubt, that maybe the one that's giving it to him is concerned that maybe, wait a second, my friend, I told him he could go collect my figs, maybe he's going to rely on me, that I'm giving him something that's permitted to be consumed as is. And therefore, he's going to take miser from elsewhere, not from that produce, because I'm already getting the figs before he gets to it. And therefore, the one that's gathering now to eat it, oichel men ari, obviously, he can eat from it in a temporary type of way without taking miser, because that you can always do, whether it's even if it's complete table. However, if he's coming to eat it, bekvias, to make a meal out of it, then he doesn't have to take definite miser. Rather, uma'asin demai. Now, the miser that it takes off is a miser out of doubt. And that is, as we explained, because maybe the one who's giving it to him already took Meister elsewhere. And therefore, this person that's going to take off Meisters, he can consume the Meisters that he's separating. Because this, and that includes the Meister of the Levi and the Meister of the Oni, like all the people that buy produce from the Amma Aretz, where there that we say that it's a suffix on all the Meister, because we say that maybe the Amoritz took off Meister, maybe not, but the Chum instituted what's called Demai, that out of doubt you have to go ahead and because of the Isser of Tevel, you have to go ahead and separate Meister and all the different things, but since they're suffering the Meister, so therefore you can go ahead and keep because of the Halacha principle of Dini Mominus of Chesh and Mishpah, the Hamoitz Mechaber Elabaraya. Although Minat Torah, regarding the Isurim, you have to separate it, but regarding the monetary law that you say the Levi is yours, you say the Ani that it's yours, prove it. It's a doubt, it's not clear, and therefore you have to prove it to take it out of my possession. Still, so although I have to separate it, but then I can go ahead and consume it. Again, as we're saying, because it has a halachic principle of demai, of doubt over here, because maybe that he knew how much I'm going to gather, because the most I could do is this kalkola, is this basket. And then in such a case, it's not a definite meister, like in the first case, rather it's a meister of demai, and therefore there, it's I can keep it and consume it myself. But in that, the Brisa clarifies, when did we say that this meister, regarding the case of Kalkola Zoo, when he says, oh, this basket you want to fill up, and that's how much I let you take, that it's a doubt, and that we say that at least you have to be ma'aser demai, that it's a doubt how much, and therefore you have to, in other words, a doubt if the balabais took off meister for you from elsewhere or not, that is ba'am ha'aretz. That is only by an ignorant person, that the one that's giving it to you, the one that says, hey, you know what, you can go ahead and take my figs, that he was an am ha'aretz. And he's not concerned about the isra of lifnei iver. So therefore, we're not sure if he would be concerned about lifnei iver that he's going to make me transgress an issa because I think he's giving me something that was already tithed and all the trumas and hafarasha were taken off from it. So then I can go ahead and take it with no problem because he's not going to let me be over in such a predicament. But because he's amoritz, he's not concerned about it, so I'm not sure, did he take of meister, did he not take of meister? So out of doubt, I have to go ahead and take it off. Av b'chover, by a Talmud Chacham, that there it's definitely going to be that he already taken off meister before I got to the fig tree, so then I could eat it and I don't have to take off meister, even of my type of meister. Even out of doubt, I don't have to. Even though I could consume myself, I don't have to separate it because definitely he went ahead and he wouldn't put me in a predicament where I might go ahead and eat it in tevel because I think he's giving me a rectified thing that's mesukin. Therefore, in such a case, you don't have to take meister if he's a chavir, if he's tamal chacham, divi rebbe. That's the opinion of Rebbe. If Shimingam Leilimer, he says no. He says, when did we say that it's enough with demai? And that is, we said regarding this case of a kalkola zoo, regarding this basket, when he knows how much I'm going to take. So then we say that we're not sure, maybe he's concerned that I'm going to think he took off, maybe not. So therefore, we're not sure if he went and took off meiser or not. So then we say, out of doubt, I have to go ahead and take off meiser. On that he says that it's only enough to take a doubtful separation, which would mean in the case that I could consume it myself, because it's a doubt, that's only ba'am ha'aretz. That's when the one who's giving it to me is an ignorant person, and he suspects that he would take off truma not from the immediate area of where the truma, where the tevel is. That's called shaloi min ha'mukif. That is, there's an iser, at least on the rabbinic level, to not take off trumas and maisers if it's not here. In other words, min ha'tevel, you can take off from wherever it is. But the rabban were concerned that they didn't want to allow a person to do that for different reasons. So therefore, only by a am ha'aretz would we say that, you know, he's concerned that maybe I'm going to go ahead and think that he ready that it's ready or not, and I'm not going to take off my own mice. So therefore, the one who's giving it to me, the Am Aretz, he might go ahead and say, you know what, I don't want him to go be over on this Isra of Tevel. I'm going to go separate it from those in my house. He's already down there 2 kilometers away taking from my figs. Before he gets to, let me go ahead and separate it. And therefore, it's a doubtful. Maybe he took it from elsewhere, or maybe not. Av b'chaver, but if the giver, the one that's giving it, is a Talmud Chacham, Eina oichel, then the one who's gathering it cannot eat a kaviyas type of achila, achi asr, until he takes off definite meiser. Why is that? Why definite meiser? Well, he for sure didn't go ahead and separate. In the case of that, I might be going ahead and taking and thinking that it's prepared, that it is already taken off the trumas and meisers. The reason is, l'fishalei nechshdu chaveirim litrim shalei ben mukav. That's because tamina chama not suspect that there would be over on this takana drabanan of taking off meiser, not from the immediate era where it is. And that is, we know definitely that he wouldn't go ahead and rectify it by saying, you know what, it's 2 kilometers away, I'll go ahead and take off meiser. No, he wouldn't do that. Because that's not what the Rabbanan want. They want you to do it from the immediate area. And therefore, you know for a fact that he did not do it. And therefore, when you get there, not only you have to take meiser out of doubt, you would have to take it in a definite, and that is, you would have to give it to the Levi and to the Ani, because you know for a fact that he definitely did not go ahead and separate it, because it is what's called Shalom in the Mukav. So I'm a Rebbe. So Rebbe commented regarding this machloikis that he had with Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. He says, Nirin devarai min devri Abba. It seems to be that my opinion is better than the words of Abba, that's a reference to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And that is because mutav sheyechshdu chaverim litrim shalei ben mukav, it would be better to suspect a Talmid Chacham that he would go ahead and be over on this takana drabanan of not to take off truma from the non-immediate area of the tevel, but that he shouldn't come to feed amaratzim tevel, which is a very stringent isser deraisa, which Gemara later on will explain who is this amaratz that's consuming this tevel that we're concerned about. But either way, that's what Rebbe said to Rav Shimon Gamliel. So now the Gemara concludes with the proof that Rav Sheshes was bringing from this braisa to show again that chazaka shlich oisa shlichusai is going to be even by deraisa. And then the Gemara later on will go back to this machloikis that we have in this braisa. So the Gemara, so Rav Sheshes proves, Adkan loy pligi, until now, the only machlokes we had between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel in this braisa was el demar sovet nechshdu, that Rebbe held that the Talmid Chacham are suspect in being separating shleim and the mukif. Umar sovet loy nechshdu, but Rav Shimon Gamliel held that they're not suspect to go ahead and take truma from not the immediate era. But if not for that, we definitely would rely on the Bala Bayis that he would go ahead and take off truma. That's his responsibility. Again, it's only because we're concerned that if he's going to do it shleim and mukav or not, that because since there's a takana rabbanan not to do that, so maybe he's not going to do that. But if not for that problem, he definitely would go ahead and be taking it off. And that's because he's the shliach on that, because it's incumbent upon him to take off the meiser, because he's the owner and he's the one that's giving it to the other person. And he shouldn't be feeding an isra tama aretz. So therefore, as the Gemara says, the whole machlikis is regarding if he's nechshed about taking shleim and mukav or not. But everybody would agree that the shliach, which is in this case the owner, he's the shliach for the person that's given the gift to, that because it's his responsibility to take off the meiser, that he definitely would do his shlichas. The only machlokes they had were if he would do it in a way that it's going to be over on the takana drabanan or not. But if not for that, you see even by dairaisa of tevel, that we do say chazaka shlicha eser shlichusay. To which Rav Nachman responds that no. Hasam kud Rav Chanina chayza. The Amr Rav Chanina chayza. There it's a higher level of responsibility, and that's why we would say that he definitely would do it. But a regular shliach not. And that's because chazaka hu al chaver. There's a chazaka on the Talmid Chacham. That he will not let anything out of his rishus that's not completely rectified and fixed. And that is, since it's his produce, so it's incumbent upon him, and he's very concerned about this issur of living the iver. But a regular shliach that just accepted a mission from his friend, so then you can say that he gave up and he didn't do it because he's saying, huh, that's not good, my friend's not really relying on me, whatever. And therefore, then we don't say shliach oisa shluchusai with a chazaka by the rice. It's only in this case where it is his own property, it's his stuff, and it's his responsibility, and if not, he's going to be even lifting the iver. That's why he's going to be makbid, but a regular shliach, lav dafka, it's not necessarily would say the same. Now the Gemara returns to the brayse that we spoke about before. Omama. So he said, when did we say that regarding the case of Kalkola Zu, when he tells his friend, you know what, go fill up this basket full of figs, go ahead and gather, take what you need. So we said that, when did we say that you're going to have to take off meiser out of doubt? Because we're not sure, did the owner that sent you and let you go take, did he take off meiser from elsewhere or not? On that, we said that was only by Amaretz. That was by an ignorant person. That there we have the doubt, did he go ahead and take off the meiser or not? Av b'chove, but by a Talmudic scholar, then you know definitely that he did take off meiser, and therefore you, who you're going to gather, you can eat and you don't have to take off meiser, even if you're making a kviyas out of it. Divrei Rebbe, that's the opinion of Rebbe, because definitely Talmudic scholar would be concerned about lifting the iver, and he would go ahead and take meiser elsewhere. So now the Gemara explains. Hi, Am Ha'aretz. This Am Ha'aretz, that he's the one that's giving it to this person, to Kamele Laman, who is he talking to? That we're saying, oh, you know, when the Am Haaretz lets you go ahead and take, so then it's doubtful if he went and took off or not. So therefore, you, the person gathering, have to go ahead and take off out of doubt. But again, we said if a Talmud Chacham sends you them for sure, you don't have to be concerned about. But who is the Am Haaretz talking to? So the Gemara says, Ilem de Kamele Am Haaretz Chavre, if the one who is giving with his Am Haaretz was giving to his friend, another fellow ignoramus, so Ma'asrin Demai Mitzais, is he going to listen to you to take off Meiser out of doubt? In other words, to take off Meiser from Suffolk. But the Am Haaretz's friend believes his friend more than you. He's not going to listen to you. So what are we talking about that you tell him, oh, you know what? Although your friend let you go ahead and gather the figs, you have to take Meiser out of doubt. What do you mean Meiser out of doubt? My friend, you're suspecting my friend. He's not going to listen to you anyway. So David the Gemara says, Ela Abba Abba Am Haaretz to come to the Chavar. Obviously, you have to say it's Toma when the Am Haaretz goes and tells us, Hamaruk Skali says, oh, holy rabbi, I want you to go ahead and you can take from my figs. So then the rabbi is concerned. He's not sure. He wants to follow halacha. And we say that it's doubtful. So you say, out of doubt, he has to go ahead and take off Meiser, what's called Meiser Demai, because it's doubt. So he has to separate it, but then he can consume it himself. So if that's the case, that we're talking about that the one who's gathering is a Talmud Chacham, same as Sefer. The Gemara says, let's look at the Sefer. And so it says that Rebbe said, Nirin Devarai Medivri Abba, that it seems to be that my opinion is better than the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. And why is that? Because Mutav Sheyichshu Chaveirim Litrim Shaloi Ben Mukav, it's better that they be suspect to go ahead and take off Truma, not from the immediate area, than to go ahead and feed ignorant people tavel. And therefore, although there's this between a rock and a hard place, you have this dialectic over here, which is on the one hand, if he doesn't take off Meiser, he might, the one who's gathering it, this Am Haaretz, might go ahead and say, you know what, this guy's feeding me food, he's not going to feed me tray for food, I can go ahead and eat it straight up. And really, it's still tavel, he never took it off. So therefore, he was concerned about it, and he would take off Truma Shleim and the Mukav. But then on the other hand, taking off Truma Shleim and the Mukav is a problem that's against the Takana Drabbanan. Therefore, he would not go ahead and take off Truma and the Mukav. So you have these two options, which is the Machlokes Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe says, what do you mean? Better go ahead and be over with this Takana Drabbanan than have this huge Isra of tavel being over with this Am Haaretz consuming from it. But the problem is with the Sefer is, Am Haaretz, my boyosim, what is Am Haaretz doing over here? I don't understand. You just told me in the Reisha that the case that we're arguing about is the Am Haaretz is the owner. He tells you, who's you? The chaver, the trustworthy halachic person, to go ahead and gather. And yet, at the end, when Rebbe says, you know, my opinion is better because the Am Haaretz who's gathering it is going to be over on Tevel, what Am Haaretz? It's a chaver that's going to get it. Because as we said, if the Am Haaretz was telling Am Haaretz, he wouldn't listen to you anyways to take off Meiser Misafik. So what is this? Is it talking about Am Haaretz giving a chaver or Am Haaretz telling Am Haaretz? So therefore, the Gemara says, Amar Avinu, Avinu resolves it as follows. They're talking about two different cases. Reisha, the case of the Reisha that says that the Meiser you have to take off is Meiser Demai, that out of doubt, that was the case we're talking about in Kakola Zoo. We're not sure did the owner, who is Am Haaretz, take off or not. That was by Am Haaretz, Sh'amar L'chavar. That was by Am Haaretz, who said to a Talmud Chacham that there again, that's the same case. We're not sure if he took off or not. So we tell the Chavar who's gathering, you know what, out of doubt, you have to separate it, but then you can keep it yourself anyways, because Am Haaretz Mechav El-Varaya, the Levin the Ani can't take it from you. However, Sefer was talking about B'chavir Sha'amar La'am Ha'aretz. That was a Talmud Chacham is giving it. He allowed an ignorant person to go ahead and gather in his field. Yet, B'chavir Acher Sham'ai. And another Talmud Chacham heard the Talmud Chacham telling the Am Haaretz. And that is, as Rashi explains as follows. The way it is as follows. The ratio, when it said B'med Devum Amum, that when did we say that the one who's gathering it has to take off Meiser Demai, meaning out of doubt he has to take off Meiser, that was told by Am Haaretz to tell the Talmud Chacham, go ahead and gather. Where there again you have this doubt. Did he take off Meiser, the owner? Did he not take off? You know, he's Am Haaretz, he doesn't really know. Maybe he's not concerned about Lifnei Iver. So that's the case of the ratio. However, the case of the Sefer was told about that a Chaver, Talmud Chacham told the Am Haaretz, go take this basket and gather what you need. Another Chaver heard him telling that to the Am Haaretz. Now, that other Chaver, if let's say the Am Haaretz gives it to him, he can eat and he doesn't have to take off Meiser, even of Meiser Demai, even out of doubt. Why is that? Because definitely, when the Chaver, the original giver, told to the Am Haaretz, you can go ahead and gather, he's concerned, the one who's giving is concerned, that he doesn't want to feed this Am Haaretz tevel, because he's not going to know he's Am Haaretz, he's going to go ahead and eat it, because he says, oh, the rabbi gave it to me, of course I could eat it, it's kosher. And therefore, he's going to violate this Takana Drabbanan, he's going to take Truma, even Shaloi Ben Amukav, in his house, because better, as Rebbe said, that the Talmid Chacham be suspect on this being open this Takana Drabbanan, not feeding Am Haaretz this tevel. But you're right. the end consumer in both cases is a chaver. So what is it we're saying that what the concern about the Amoritz eating tevel, it's not Amoritz, is because he was the middleman. That the reason why the original chaver would definitely take of Truma Shleim and the Mukav is because the one that he was giving it to was Amoritz and he's concerned about him. So therefore the other chaver who heard that and he gets it at the end, he knows for sure that the original chaver was definitely going to be over on taking Truma Shleim and the Mukav because he didn't want the Amoritz to be over, and therefore when he ultimately gets it, he doesn't have to be concerned at all. And that's what the Gemara continues, that this was the machlokes between Rebbe and Shem Gamliel. Rebbe, and we continue on to Amud Beis, Savar, Eisa Chavar, Eichel, Ve'in Tzorach Lasser, this end consumer, who's a Talmud Chacham, he could eat, and he doesn't have to take off any Meister, because Devadi Isurim Ma'asra, Hu Chavar, Kam Eluye, because definitely that first Talmud Chacham, who he was the one, the owner of that fig tree, who was giving it to the Amorites, and is concerned, wait a second, I don't want to make this person be eating Tavol, so let me be over the Issa Takana, of taking off Truma Shleim and Mukav, and therefore when I ultimately get it, Talmud Chacham, I know for sure that he the original one had already taken it off. However, Rabbi Shimon Leal, he says, he argues, says Lo Yoichel Ad Shiaser. Even in that same type of case, you cannot eat it until you go ahead and take off your own definite Meister. In other words, not only Meister Demai, but even definite Meister, that is, you know for sure it was Tevel. Why is that? Because it definitely that the Talmid Chacham are not suspect on being over on the Issa Derabanan of taking off Truma, not from the immediate area. On that, Vamalei Rebbe. Rebbe said to Rebbe Shimon Leal, I don't understand you. Better be it that Talmid Chacham be suspect on the Takan Derabanan of taking off Truma, not from the immediate area, and not feed Amaratzim, ignorant people, Tevel. What I understand your concern with that they wouldn't be over on even a minutia of Halacha, but look at this huge mountain over here that they're going to be causing because of their negligence in not taking off Truma, Shalem and Mukav. So the Gemara says, so what are they arguing about? There's two options over here that both are concerned. So why would one say one and one say the other? Of which one would they be over on? And then the Gemara says, Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds, Nichir Leilachavar, Delevet Hu Isser Kalila. It would be preferable for the Talmud Chacham, for himself to do a small Isser, which would be this taking Chuma, Shalom and Amukiv, V'Leilevet Amaretz Isser Rab, and that the ignorant person, the ignoramus, that he should not do a large Isser of eating Tevel. But Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Sava, he holds, now, Nichir Leilachavar, Delevet Amaretz Isser Rab, better be it that the Amaretz does his big Isser, but v'ihu afili sur kli loyavid. But the Talmud Chacham, not to even a small minor issur. It's not my responsibility. It is my responsibility. But my first responsibility is to myself. And therefore, it'd be better I not be over even a small halacha than him being over a huge halacha and making and saving him from a huge issur by making me over on a small issur. And that's the machlokes that Rebbe had with Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. So now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again discussing the halachas of Erev, specifically in the place of where the Erev is placed. That we said two components when we started the parak regarding the hechsher of the food item for the Erev, of the two meals. A, it has to be something that's fit for the person to eat, and also has to be in a place where you can access it to be that this is where my residence is. Obviously, it's only because based on this is where my food is. If I can't get there, so then it has no relevance to me, and it can't be my mokum shvisa based on the food. So the Mishnah says, Nasna bi ilin lamala masar tvachim. If he puts his two meals worth, his Erev, on a tree higher than 10 tvachim, and the Gemara is going to explain exactly what this case is, in a Ruba Erev, his Erev is not a good Erev, lamat masar tvachim, if it's lower than 10 tvachim, a Ruba Erev, then it is a good Erev. Then the Mishnah says, Nasna bi bar, if he puts it in a pit, and again, the Gemara will explain exactly what this case is, afilo amik meya amik, even if it's 100 amas deep, a Ruba Erev, it's a good Erev. So the Gemara will begin to explain this. Yasev Rav Chia bar Abba, Rav Asi, Rav Bar Nosson, these three Talmid Chacham were sitting together. The Yosef, Rav Nacham, and Gabai, Rav Nacham was sitting with them. The Yosef came and they were sitting and talking about the case of our Mishnah. And they said, Hi Elon, this tree of our Mishnah, the Koy Heche, where is this tree that we said there's a difference if it's above 10 Tvachim or below 10 Tvachim? So they said as follows, Ilema de Koy Rishos HaYachid, if it's in a Rishos HaYachid, so Mali Lamala, Mali Lamata, what's the difference if it's above 10 Tvachim or below 10 Tvachim? Rishos HaYachid, Oila Adler Rikia. A private domain goes up until the sky, and therefore everything is in one place. As long as if you're in your backyard and you can climb up to 10 tvachim, you can go anywhere you want to. And therefore, who cares that it's above 10 tvachim, below 10 tvachim? It should be a kosher Erev. So therefore, they said, "Ve'el dekoy b'shus ram." Rather, must be told me that's in the public domain. And then, so then they declared as follows. So denisken lishvayshecha. So where did he intend to go ahead and make his residency for Shabbos. We're in that area, in that vicinity, that we say it's concerned that if it's over 10 tefachim or below. If he intended to have his residency above, on top of the tree, so then then him and his Erev are in one area, and then even if it's above 10 tefachim, it should be a kosher Erev, because what's wrong with that? If that's where I made my residency, so I'm in the same place of where my Erev is. So therefore the Gemara concludes that these Tamei Chachamim, when they had the discussion, was El Niskaven Lishvez Lamata. It must be that the person intended to have his residency on the bottom, and therefore, if it's above 10 tefachim, his Erev is not a good Erev, because the place where he intended to have his Shvisa, that is where his Shvisa is going to be. And therefore, if he would want to get his Erev and to eat it at the time when the Erev would be Zeichet for him, which is when is the Chalois, when is the transaction, so to speak, of the Erev happen, that's during Bein HaShemashos of twilight on Friday night. At that time, he can't go ahead and take it, because he would be taking from Rishus HaYachid, because this tree is above 10 tefachim, and he would be bringing it down below to the street, which is the Shus HaRabim, and therefore his Erev is not a good Erev. And as Rashi explains, we're talking about a case where the tree is four square, and it's above 10 tefachim, so therefore it has the dimensions of Rishus HaYachid. It has the dimension of Rishus HaYachid. Again, the top, which is on the area of Rishus HaYachid, you cannot bring it down below to the street, because that's from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, that you can't do on Shabbos, and therefore we can't view that during the area of time of Bein HaShemashos, when is the time of Erev being Kaina, as if you're in the same area to have a chalais of your Mokum Shvisa. However, if it's below 10 tefachim, then it is a good Erev, because although Rashi says that below 10 tefachim is a karmelis, and that from between 3 to 9 tefachim, if it's an area of 4, that it has a halacha of karmelis, as the Gemara says in Perek Yisrael HaShabbos, on Daf Ches Amid Aleph, and then you're going to be carrying from a karmelis to Rishus HaRabim, which is also a problem, so how could that be a kosher Erev? And that the Gemara, that Rashi says, the Gemara will say that it's like Rebbe, that he says that anything that's usher only because of a shvus, in other words, it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, there we did not make a gzeiris of shvus during the period of Bein HaShemashos. So therefore, since the chalois of Erev only has to be during the period of twilight of Bein HaShemashos, and at that time we're not concerned with a Issa D'Rabbanan of shvusin, which that's all what a karmelis is. So therefore, as long as below 10 tefachim, although generally in Shabbos that would be a problem, but Bein HaShemashos it's not a problem. So therefore, as long as below 10 tefachim, it's going to be a kosher Erev. But then the Gemara asks a technical halachic shayla on this entire case. Although we resolve why above 10 tefachim it's not going to be good, because you're taking from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, but the Gemara is bothered why it's going to work even below 10 tefachim that it will be a kosher Erev. But you're utilizing a tree. And that is when you're taking it, even from below 10 tefachim, you're going to be touching the tree to get to it. Now, why is your Erev even below 10 tefachim? You can't take it because using a tree on Shabbos is a shvutz, it's a drabbanon. As the Mishnah says in Masech Tzbeah, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Elohim Mishum Shvutz, these are the things that are awesome drabbanon on Shabbos. Lo Yolim Be'ilon, did you not go on a tree on Shabbos? And Rashi says that really the Gemara could have asked also, as we had mentioned in the previous Rashi, that you're going to be taking from a karmelis to Rishus HaRabim, that, as we said, that even below 10 tefachim, it's between 3 and 9 tefachim, that area is considered a karmelis. But since this is a shvus, and this is a shvus, in other words, both regarding touching a tree and taking from below 10 tefachim, between 3 and 9 tefachim, so they picked one of them, and they picked the case of just the more practical one of, you can never touch a tree, so what does it help if it's below 10 tefachim? So again, you're not taking from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, but you can't get to it anyway because you can't touch a tree, so how could that be your mokum shvisa to have an Erev over there? And that the Gemara says that's not a problem. Because it's as we said just before that we're talking about the tree is in the public domain and the Erev is again either above 10 tefachim or below 10 tefachim, and he had intent to make his Shvisa on the bottom, right there on the bottom in Rishus HaRabim. But for Rabbi, he is like Rabbi. The Amma that he says called Davashu Mishum Shvus, anything that's only Asr and Shabbos because it's Issa D'Rabbanan, like Gazer Olav Bein HaShemashos, they did not decree the Rabbanan to make this thing Asr at the period of Bein HaShemashos of twilight from the beginning of Shkia till the end of Tzeis HaKachavim, which the period of Bein HaShemashos is the time when the Erev is being kind for the person. And since at that time you are allowed to take it because, again, since it's only Issa D'Rabbanan of Shvus, and Shvus you're allowed to do by Bein HaShemashos according to the opinion of Rebbe, so it comes out that it is a fit for you at that moment of Bein HaShemashos, and therefore it doesn't bother us. And that is the reason why Chazal did not make it Isser, the Rabbanah of Bein HaShemashos, during the period of Bein HaShemashos, is because Bein HaShemashos itself is a Safek. It's a period of doubt. We don't know if it's nighttime or not. And since the Shavuos is only the Rabbanah, they didn't make it Xerah during that time period, only during a definite time period of Shabbos, which is after Tzeis HaKachavim. And later on, the Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph will explain what is this machlekes of Rebbe and Rabban that we're quoting over here regarding if there's an Issa Shvus by the period of Ben Hashmashes or not. So after these three Amarim concluded their discussion, as we said that it was Reb Chiya Bar Abba and Reb Asi and Reb Rava Bar Nosson that were having this discussion, so the fourth one that was sitting next to them, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said to them, Yishar, well said, V'chein Amar Shmuel, and that's what Shmuel, this was his conclusion in the Sugya 2, you guys, you worked it out very well, this is exactly how Shmuel had said. So Amar Leh, so they said to Rav Nachman, Pasriso Bakuli Hai, did you explain this Sugya so well, the way we just worked it out, we worked on this Sugya so long, and this was, you already had this worked out already? So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Inu Nami Hocha Kapasimba. They also just concluded the same thing. What was so wrong that Rav Nachman had the same conclusion in the name of Shmuel? They also came out with the same opinion as we just said. So rather, the Gemara says, Elohochi Amrili. This is what they told Rav Nachman. Kivisulei b'Gemara, did you establish this pshat in the tradition of the Messiah, that this is the explanation of our mission? In other words, we just worked in it, this was our svaris, and we came out that this is the way it should be, but is this the way you actually interpret the halacha of our Mishnah? Samuel, he says yes. And Ibn Nami, and we learned the following statement, that Om Rav Nachman Mishmul, that this is how he said it in the tradition of interpreting our Mishnah, that Hocha, here in our Mishnah, we're talking about the Ilan Ha'imid B'Shasara Maskina, we're talking about a tree that's in the public domain, as we had just explained before, that a Gevaya Asar of Arachav Arba, that it's 10 Tfachim high, and it's 4 square. And he intended to have his residency on the bottom, Rebbe, and it's going according to the opinion of Rebbe. The Amma that he says, called Davashu Mishum Shvus, did anything that's only awesome in Rabbanon, loy gozer lo bein hashmashes, that they did not make a decree for it on bein hashmashes. So therefore, although you're not allowed to touch a tree or take from a carmelis, which is below 10 tefachim, on Shabbos to a Rosh Hashanah Rabban, however, since it's during the period of bein hashmashes, that is when the Erev is Chal, and that is when it has to be a Rosh Sudah for you, and since during the period of bein hashmashes, you could touch a tree, and you could go from a Karmelis to a Rosh Hashanah Rabban, because there are only Isur Drabbanan, and they did not make Xer of Isur Drabbanan on the time period of Ben HaShemashes, therefore, it will be considered a kosher Erev. So on this, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Lo Yishanu, he qualifies this halacha of our Mishnah, that it's above 10 Tfachim, it's not going to be a kosher Erev. He says, we didn't learn this, Ela Be'ilon Ha'imud Chutz Libur She'ir. Only if this tree, again, we're talking about it's in the Rosh Hashanah Rabban, but it's outside of the extension of the city, and that is any house that's within 70 amis and a little bit, a fraction more, of the city is called Ibur Shel Ir. It's like the pregnancy of the city. It's expansion of the city, as the Gemara says in Parakeet Ma'abrin, later on, Dafnan Nun Zaydim et al. So it's only going to be a concern above 10 Tfalachim if it's outside of the Tchum, outside of the boundary, not of the Tchum, of the boundary of the city, which is if it's more than 70 and a fraction of Amis outside of the city, then we're going to say that this tree is going to be a problem above 10 tefachim. But regarding a tree that it's within the extension, it's part of the halachic parameters of the city. In other words, we're talking about someone that's putting an Erev Tchumen. And he's putting Erev Tchumen on top of a tree. And we're saying that he puts it on top of 10 tefachim. And that Rava says that this concern is only a problem above 10 tefachim. It's outside of the Ibur Ha'ir. But if it's within the area of the extension of the city, well, how would that be a possibility of you putting your Erev Tchumen in the city? And that's, if let's say this city is within 2,000 amas of that person who's making the Erev city. Now he wants to go another 2,000 amas. So he puts his Erev in that city, and he puts it on a tree that's within the Ibur Ha'ir, it's within the 70 and two-thirds of an amah of this city. So then Afil Lamala Masara said, even above 10 tefachim, and he's intending to have his shvitz, his halachic residence below 10 tefachim, hareza erev, it's going to be considered an erev. Now, why is that? Didn't we just go through a whole discussion that above 10 tefachim is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and below it is Rosh Hashanah Rabban? So who cares if it's within the city that where he's putting the erev, or it's outside of the city, it's still a problem of going from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabban. And that Rav explains because the city, since it's surrounded with dwellings and walls, and it's not open, so then we view it as if it's filled up with earth. And that is, it's as if he intended to have his residency above 10 tefachim. Now, Rashi explains, although definitely to take it from above the tree of 10 tefachim to below into the street, you can't take it. Because ultimately, technically, practically speaking, the tree is Rosh Hashanah Yachid above 10 tefachim because it has the dimensions of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And below it, on the street, is Rosh Hashanah Rabban. However, regarding the makam of Shvisa, we view it as if he was above 10 tefachim, to say that we viewed as if his shvisa was above and that his Erev should be kind, because we view the whole thing as filled up with sand, with earth, because we view it as one closed off area. So although regarding the halachas of Eitzah, it's definitely going to be a problem. But regarding the halachas of Shvisa, we view it as if he's being shavis in the same area as his Eiv, which is above 10 tefachim on top of the tree. And therefore, to conclude with the halacha of our Mishnah, for it to be considered a problem above 10 tefachim, it has to be that this tree was outside the Ibur Ha'ir, but inside the Ibur Ha'ir, even above 10 tefachim, is not going to be a problem, and it would be a kosher Eiv. So therefore the Gemara concludes, based on this logic of Rava, the Gemara wants to take it one step further then. Ihachi, if that's the case, then chus libur shalir nami, then even if it's outside of the Ibur Ha'ir, even above 10 tefachim, it should not be a concern. Because kiven d'amar Rava, since Rava says, later on in this parakan of Lamehemet Aleph, he says regarding a case when the Erev rolled out of the tchum, that we say in that Mishnah that it's not going to be an Erev, and Rava explains on that, that we only taught this that it's not going to be an Erev, only if it rolled out of the tchum at least 4 amas. But within 4 amas, Rava said that hanois ne'ruvai yesh le'yabar amas, someone that puts an Erev, he has 4 amas. In other words, that he has the 4 amas around the Erev, as if it's surrounded with its own walls. And just like if someone puts an Erev in the house, where some of the house is within the tchum, and some of it is outside the tchum, he can go in throughout the entire house, and from the outside of the house, another 2,000 amas, and that is, we view the house as if it's entirely within the tchum, as the Gemara says later on, the Perakets and Ma'abim, of Tzamach Aleph and Aleph, that the people of the large city can walk throughout the entire small city, although their Erev technically ends within the small city, they can walk the entire distance of the small city because it's all viewed within that in that area. So here also, the entire 4 amas is like his bias. And therefore, he could bring from out of the tchum to inside the tchum if it's within 4 amas. So obviously, you see that according to Rava, havila rishus hayachin, that he views the area of the Erev as rishus hayachin. That's why he says he gets his own dalet amas. That's only like own small little house. 4 amas within the area of the Erev, and that's why you get an additional 4 amas outside the 2,000 amas of the Tchum, and therefore, since we view it as Rosh HaSayachid, now Rosh HaSayachid Ad L'Rikia, or Rosh HaSayachid goes up until the sky. And that is, even though you put the Erev on the tree, which again is outside the Ibur Ha'ir, it's not in the city, and that the whole city is viewed as filled up, and therefore you're like almost on top of the tree, and that's why you're in the same area. No, even logic of Rava should go even a step further, even if it's in the tree outside the Ibur Ha'ir. Still, even though you put above 10 tefachim, him and his Erev are in the same Rishus HaYachid. And that is, although definitely it's not a real Rishus HaYachid, that regarding the Issa Deraisa, to be able to take from the tree and to bring it down to the street, because obviously there are no real walls here. There's no walls of 4 amas surrounding where you put the Erev. However, again, the same principle of that Rava said, regarding this principle, this halacha of that him and his Erev have to be in the same place, it is considered as one Rishus, because it's similar to when you put it in within the Ibur Ha'ir, that Rava said we view it as if it's filled up. Here also, just like Rava said a different halacha, that you get 4 amas around your Erev besides the 2,000 amas. You get 4 amas, which is 2,000 plus 4, that we view it as its own Rishus. So it's like its own Rishus Hayachid, and therefore its own Rishus Hayachid. So that goes up to the sky, Rishus Hayachid. Unlike Rishus Ram, which only goes up until 10 Fachim, this goes up until the sky. So therefore, although you put it, your Shvis is on the bottom of the tree, but that goes up to the sky. So although it's on the tree above 10 tefachim, and now again, of course, you can't bring it down because, of course, for Haitzah, it's from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. But regarding this principle of Hu Ve'ruvi B'Mokam Echad, it is considered one place, and therefore that would be okay, and therefore the halach of our Mishnah would not apply even to a tree outside of a city. So therefore, the Gemara has to go ahead and conclude. So then, what is the case of our Mishnah that we're saying above 10 tefachim on the tree is going to be a problem? It's not a problem within the Ibur Ha'ir. And then we're saying it's not even a problem outside the Ibur Ha'ir because you're telling me it's considered Huvei Ruvei B'Mokam Echad because the place of where you're making your Shvisa is Dalet, it has its own area of Dalet Amis up to the sky. So then, what was the case? So Amar Yitzchak B'Reid Mershashim, what is the case of our Mishnah Hocha? Here, where we said that above 10 tefachim, it's now going to be a kosher Erev. What type of tree is that talking about? It's be'ilon ha'noita chutz la'arba amas haskin. We're talking about a tree that the branches go out horizontally 4 amas out from the root of, from the base of the tree. And that is, and he put his Erev on the branch out of 4 amas from where the trunk of the tree is. And we continue on to the top of Lamed Gimel Marav. And he intended to have a shvisa by the base, by the trunk of the tree. And therefore, it says follows. When it's below 10 tefachim, his Erev is an Erev, because even if you say that it's that far out, within further than 4 amas out from where the trunk of the tree is, but it's below 10 tefachim, so then he can go ahead and carry it from wherever it is even further than 4 amas out from where the base of where he is by the trunk, because he can bring it less than 4 amas at a time into the area of within 4 amas of where he's having the shvisa. And that is, although that we mentioned before that we're considering it a reshus hayachid regarding the acquisition of the Erev, but that was only for a leniency. But obviously we said, you're not making it to a complete reshus hayachid, that you wouldn't be able to bring from outside, which is reshus harabim, inside this dalad amas, this halachic virtual area of reshus hayachid, because obviously there's no real walls here. There's no separation of reshuyas here. And the one that wants to make this into a bias, so to speak, he only wants to make it into an Erev. And when he's intending to make it into a bias, it's only for this heter of Erev, but not to go ahead and make it a bias of Isser that should be a problem, as if it's literally a Rishus HaYachid, and now if it's with outside of 4 amas, you're going to be carrying from Rishus HaRam into Rishus HaYachid. That's not the case. However, if it's above 10 Tfachim, then this Erev is not a good Erev, because if he's going to be taking it, again, since it's above 10 Tfachim, he's going to bring it from Rishus HaYachid Mamish, from a real Rishus HaYachid, because we're talking about that it's 4 squared, and it's 10 Tfachim high. That's a real problem. And later on, the Gemara is going to ask, well, there is a way to even bring it, even if it's above 10 tefachim, when you go through the leaves that are on top of the place where you are, that you can go, although it goes out 4 amas, but you can go by the leaves and stay up above 10 tefachim, and then it goes above the area where you are, up until Shemayim. But Al-Kapanim, this is what the Gemara is saying right now, that we're talking about a case that the leaves went branched out horizontally 4 amas, and you put it on the edge. Again, if it's below 10 tefachim, then it's considered in the same area, even though it's outside of 4 amas from where you are, you could bring it less than 4 amas at a time in Rosh Hashanah, because the bottom of the tree is only like this virtual Rosh Hashanah for a kula of the inyan of Erev, but obviously it's not a Rosh Hashanah, and therefore in Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to go more less than 4 amas at a time. Whereas regarding if it's above 10 tefachim, that's going to be a real problem, because that's going to be Rosh Hashanah, a real Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and that's not good. But then the Gemara asks just a technical question on this explanation. Is umay lamalu, umay lamata? What does it mean, above and below? And that is, regarding something that spreads out, which we're talking about the branches, the way you're saying the case is that it goes out horizontally, because we said it branches out up to 4 amas out, so that's straight. And if it's above 10 tefachim, so then there's no below 10 tefachim. It doesn't make sense to use the terminology of mala and mata. Rather, the words that should have been used were gevaya and namach, high and low. And it should have said the following thing. It should have said, nasna be'ilun gevaya yod, if you put on the tree that's 10 tefachim high, then his eruv is not an eruv. And then it should have said, if ein gevaya asar, if it's not 10 tefachim high, then his eruv is an eruv. But from the fact that it said mala and mata, above and below, it's mashma that it wasn't horizontal going out 4 amas the way you're setting up the case, but rather that it was zakav, that it was vertical, it was going up. And then you could have above, higher than 10 tefachim, and below, lower than 10 tefachim. But the way you're saying the case now, it doesn't make sense for mala mata. It sounds like it's two different trees. It's going out 4 amas, depending. If it's a tree that is the tree, the branch is going out 4 amas. If it's a tree that it's above 10 tefachim, or a tree that's below. Again, but then it should have used gevaya and ena gevaya, not lamala lamata, which sounds like in the same tree that there is a below and there's a higher. To which the Gemara answer is not difficult, because we're talking about the hadur zakif. You're right, that although it goes out horizontally 4 amas, but then at the end it goes up. At the edge of it, it branches upward, and therefore you could have mala and mata with it going up. And we're talking about, for example, if the horizontal was all totally below 10 tefachim. Because if it was above 10 tefachim, then you wouldn't have a case of mala and mata, in other words, of having above 10 tefachim and below 10 tefachim. So obviously we're talking about that the branch branched out more than 4 amas out from where it was. That's below 10 tefachim. Then it went up and goes up, it branched up at the end to above 10 tefachim. And that was the case that we're talking about. It depends where the Erev was, although both are talking about outside of 4 amas from where he is. However, if it was in the part of the branch that was below 10 tefachim, it's good. If it was in the part that already had gone up vertically, then it's not going to be good again, because that's Rosh Hashanah, and you're taking from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. But then the Gemara asks on the Ikur Pshat of Rav Yitzchak. Now, I don't understand your problem with this case. You found a way to say that it's a problem, because we couldn't say it's talking about a tree in the Ibur Ha'ir, because then we say the whole city is filled up as if you're in the same area as above 10 tefachim. We couldn't say it's even outside of the Ibur Ha'ir, because we view as if your area on the trunk, as if it's going up to Shemayim, and you're the same as where it is. So we have to find a way that it's, okay, that the branch is going out 4 amas. So you're not in the same area whatsoever because it's the branch that went out so out. It's more than 4 amas away from you. And even if it goes up to Shemayim, it's only area of Dalet, not more than that. Never, you're not in the same area. So below 10 Tfachim, it's okay because you could bring it in the Rishus HaRab less than four amas at a time. But above, it's Rishus HaYachat to Rishus HaRab. And that is even when it is outside of Dalet Amas and it's above 10 Tfachim. Again, since the Dalet Amas, as we said before, regarding the tree that's outside the Ibu Ha'ir, but within Dalet Amas, your area by the trunk goes up until Shemayim, so that's a Rishus HaYachat, that entire area. So what you could do is, you could go up on the tree, on top of the tree, until above 10 Tfachim, and take it because the entire tree above 10 Tfachim is a Rishus HaYachat. Then you can go from outside of 4 Amas, being walking on the branch, again, which is all one Rishus HaYachad, then once you get to the middle of the tree, which is on top of the trunk, bingo, you're there, you're in the same area where you are, so there is a way of keeping it in Rishus HaYachad, on top of the branches, but yet you'll still be in the area of where you made the Erev, because that area of Dalet Amas goes up until Shemayim. So what's the problem? Even though you found the case of it outside of 4 Amas, it'll still be possible not to take it from Rishus HaYachad, out of that area of Rishus HaYachad, by just going on top of the branches, and then being in the same area of where you made the Erev. To which the Gemara answers that you have to say that it's talking about kisharabim mekasmalav, that where the public goes ahead and uses the tree to adjust their bundles. And as follows, it's talking about a specific type of case. We're talking about that the branch that branched out, this one that goes out outside of 4 amas from the trunk, it's lower, we said at one point it's lower than 10 tfachim, that area is considered like a rishus harabim, based on the halachic principle of ulu, which the Gemara is going to quote in a moment. That is because since the public uses it to adjust their loads in it. And therefore as follows. When you're taking it from above 10 tfachim, which is outside of the 4 amas, through the ear space of where it where it's branching out over 4 amas, you're going to be passing the ear space of a Rishus HaRab, because again, it's above 10 tfachim. It goes straight below 10 tfachim for 4 amas, then it goes upwards above 10 tfachim. So if it's up there above 10 tfachim, when you're coming back, you want to walk on the branches back to the thing to keep it in Rishus HaYachad, you're going to, once it goes down to an area of 9 tfachim, which at the majority of it was below 10 tfachim, when you're walking in that airspace, you're passing the airspace of Rishus HaRabim. And that is because we have a halacha that says that if a person passes from one Rishus HaYachad to another Rishus HaYachad through the airspace of Rishus HaRabim, even above 10 tfachim, which generally we don't say that a halacha principle of Rishus HaRabim above 10 tfachim, but regarding passing something, by transporting, not throwing, then we do say it is going to be considered a chiyuv of an isser of transporting over the airspace of a Rishus HaYachat to Rishus HaRabim, like we learned in the Mishnah Perek HaZarik, which is on Shabbos of Tzadik Vamim and Alf, that says that if they're both on the same side of Rishus HaRabim, if you throw it, you're exempt. If you pass it, you're chayiv. Why is it, if it's above 10 tfachim? Because that was how the avodah of the Levim was in the Midbar by the Mishkan, that they had these four wagons, two on either side and two behind them, and they would pass the krushim from one to the other, which was from one Rishus HaYachat to another Rishus HaYachat over an Erev Rishus HaRabim. So here also, although technically you found a good way to say that, wait, you could stay in Rishus HaRabim, but it's going to be a problem, because you're going to be taking from Rishus HaYachat, which is above 10 tfachim, to another ear of Rishus HaYachad, which is on the trunk of the tree, but you're going to be passing the ear space of Rishus HaRabim when you go down by the ear space of where the branch goes down to by 9 tfachim, that is considered an ear of Rishus HaRabim. So above it is the ear space of Rishus HaRabim. That's going from a hayshata, a passing from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaYachad through the ear space of Rishus HaRabim. That is the iser. As the Gemara says, like Ula said, the Ula said, Amud Tisha Rishus HaRabim. Regarding a pillar that's 9 tfachim higher in Rishus HaRabim, and as Rashi explains, it necessarily is a case of when the pillar is 9 tfachim high. As the Gemara says in Perek Yitzis HaShabbos and Masechta Shabbos Daf Chesem et Aleph, because less than 3 tfachim, anything that's in Rishus HaRabim, less than 3 tfachim is considered as just part of the ground, because people step on it. From 3 to 9 tfachim, people don't step on it because it's too high, but they also don't adjust their loads in it because it's too low to adjust their loads. Therefore, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Rather, there it has the halachic principle of a karmelis. When it's 9 tfachim high, then it's fit to adjust their loads in it. Then it has the halachic principle of Rishus HaRabim. And if it's already 10 tfachim, then it's already Rishus HaYachad. So it's only when it's exactly between 9 and 10 tfachim that we give it the halachic principle of Rishus HaRabim. So then, in that case, Ula said that when the pillar is 9 tfachim high in the Rishus HaRabim, the Rabbi Makasim Lov and the public goes ahead and uses it to adjust their bundles in it, Bizarik and someone throws something, and he throws it from the beginning of 4 Amos, and it travels 4 Amos, V'nachag above, and it lands on top of that pillar, that is, he's going to be having an akira, which is uprooting something, and hanocha, where it's placed down, and from the beginning of four amas to the end of four amas in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then he's going to be chayiv, because again, that area of nine tefachim har is considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, just like the area where you picked it up was Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and you did haitzah of transporting something four amas in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. However, as Rashi explains, if the public would not use that item of whatever height it is to adjust their bundles in it, so though you threw something four amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, since that would not be considered hanocha in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, again, if let's say it's less than 9 tefachim, more than 9 tefachim, meaning more than 10 tefachim, since it would not be considered hanocha in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then you'd be potter. And therefore, again, that was the case that Rav Yitzchak said, that is the only case we could explain for our Mishnah on the previous daf. That is because, again, we said that there's a problem if it's higher than 10 tefachim, but okay if it's less than 10 tefachim. To which we said that based on two principles of Rav, it can't be talking about a tree within the city, because within the city we view it as the whole thing filled up, and even above 10 tefachim we view it as one big rishus hayachid. It can't be even outside of the city, because if it's by the trunk of the tree where you're making it, it goes up to Shemaim, so it's all considered in your area. So therefore we have to say this talking about a tree that the branches go out horizontally more than four amas away. And therefore below 10 tefachim, where it's part of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you could carry it less than four amas at a time, even to the trunk where you are. So that is a good area. Above 10 tefachim, there we said that that's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and that's going to be a problem to bring it down to the where you are on the bottom of the tree, which is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. To which we asked, but there's still a way out of taking it through the branches. And that we answered that no, because there's a technical problem, because when the branch goes down to 9 tefachim, then that's already considered a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because that's where they adjust their loads. It's considered the utility of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, therefore it gets the principles of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Then the ear space above that has the ear space of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim regarding the halacha of passing, of transporting something by hand from one Rosh Hashanah Yachid to another Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which in this case is the branch that's above 10 tefachim, going back to where the root is, which would be where the trunk is, which would be l'chayra, a case of derech olav, that it could be within the same area, and you're not going to take it from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but you're going to be passing the ear space of the branch of 9 tefachim, which is the ear space of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Passing to Rosh Hashanah Yachid through the ear space of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim would be chayv, and therefore that case again has no way of bringing it to the area of where he's making the shvisa, which is by the trunk of the tree, and that's the case of our Mishnah, that if it's above 10 tefachim, it's not going to be a kosher erev.